So there's just a wealth of organizations. And I would just say reach out to them. If you're on a national tip, you can go to the Climate Justice Alliance website. That is a organizing vehicle that Movement Generation helped co-create with other groups like Grassroots, like GGJ. Point is, you're in the Bay Area. You have lots of access to radical thinkers and doers. Get to know some of them.
Thank you very much for coming on the show. It was a pleasure speaking with you, and we hope to hear from you again soon.
Hey, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate the time.
We want a liberated land, supporting human conditions, not free market propaganda and corrupt politicians, cause they own by special interest groups that fund their campaign. That's why you hear the same old things they claim, but change never came. It's a dirty game maintained by rain for capital gain.
This is Desiree McSwain with Nolan Higdon, Mickey Huff, and Peter Phillips will be back next week. You've been listening to Project Censored Show on Pacifica Radio. Anthony Fess is our producer. Erica Bridgman is our engineer. The Project Censored Show airs on close to 40 stations around the U.S., from Maui to New York. To learn more about our work, please visit our website, www.projectcensored.org. Please follow us and like us on Facebook at Project Censored. We'll see you next time.
It's 10 o'clock. You're tuned to KBOO Portland. Coming up at 10:15, we've got Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. Today, bloody U.S.-supported Saudi war against Yemen, but still no media outrage, and also no Trump ban on Saudi terrorists coming to the United States. Also, over 500,000 people call on Congress to begin impeachment proceedings against Trump. And then at 11 o'clock, The Bike Show looks at the cultural impact of bicycles in film, literature, and comics. That's all coming up later at 10 o'clock. Just right now, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia Headlines, interviews, and commentary. Thanks for tuning into KBOO, and thanks for becoming a member. We appreciate your generous support. You can go become a member by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate.
Cascadia. Today's Wednesday, February 1st, 2017. More on that later. And you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio at 90.7 FM on the air and on KBOO.fm everywhere. Not normal radio for not normal times. And if you have any doubts about that, Yesterday on Air Cascadia, there were two abnormal moments, one of which was brought to my attention by an attentive listener who called the board up to remind me that Tuesday was in fact January 31st and not February 1st. The other abnormality was the mistaken identification of my guest, a much greater abnormality, but one which apparently no one noticed. That's abnormal, especially for Kabu. I departed the station trailing flames of mortification, but the incident, however painfully humiliating, gave me pause for thought. So here's what I thought up. Because, you know, Kansas, I don't think we're in toto anymore. This is not normal. Neither are we. And Air Cascadia has been this way from the outset. Not even aversion therapy put a dent on our surface tension. When they go shallow, we go deep. We hit the bottom of the pool with the tops of our heads. And so in these notes, and in response to the advent of America's New Reality and its spinoff, America's New Reality Show, I hereby release the Air Cascadia spinoff, or Cascadia. We endeavor to cover all sides of the same side, or else. Like, when you have a story, it's like a cup of the finest tea served in the finest cup, and you carefully turn that fine cup over to see what it says on its fine bottom. And yes, sometimes you spill the hot tea in your lap. Sometimes the truth hurts, or sometimes Cascadia, and or Cascadia, or Air Cascadia. Stand by. We have Brenna joining us today from Bark. We are so glad to have Bark's voice back on the KBOO airwaves here at Air Cascadia. They've got events coming up. And after this cold snap, perhaps we could have a warm snap. Could be a very disastrous and long-reaching warm snap is what it probably is starting to look like. But nonetheless, Brenna, welcome to KBOO. We're so glad to have you join us this morning.
Thanks, Chris.
And as this Friday, Bark is calling people out to urge Senator Ron Wyden to keep public lands public and keep them in public hands, of course. Why is this is very, very critical. This is, for me, a big environmental issue. It is one of the key steps that we can take right now to defend the environment against the Trump administration.
Yes, there's a new bill that was just introduced into the House last week, which would get rid of 3.3 million acres of federally held land, mostly BLM land, but that's almost all the Intermountain West. And that includes 70,000 acres in Oregon are part of that bill. And we know that getting rid of the land from the federal government, putting it, they say, ostensibly in the state's hands, but that's just the first step towards dispossession to private companies.
Yes, privatization. Exactly.
Yes. It's privatization, and, you know, the forests and the rangelands and the high desert plateaus, like all of the federally managed land is so important for such a wide variety of uses. We have our forests here. You know, BARC focuses on Mount Hood National Forest. And one of the things that we've really been focusing on lately is the role of the forests, especially in the west side of the Cascades, as a climate, you know, basically a part of the climate solution. And that's one of the things we'll be talking, hopefully getting our voice out to Wyden on Friday. We encourage everyone to come, is we need to maintain the public lands more for just, you know, people talk about recreation and water, and those are some of the most important things that come off of them, but also they're a huge part of addressing climate change. And they store immense amounts of carbon. They're essential pieces of maintaining a balanced carbon cycle, or trying to get back to one. And we're wanting to get the word out loud and clear that federal lands serve these multiple purposes that are vitally important, both socially and economically, and for the long-term health of the environment. So we are inviting people to come out to Wyden's Town Hall. Lots came out to Merkley's Town Hall last week. It was packed full of people. there to support lots of different issues, including the forest, and to support public lands. But the fight to keep the public lands in the federal hands is important. I never thought I would be so on the side of the federal government in this, but right now we really need to be allies of the federal government in managing the land, because once it gets into private hands, then we lose so many of the tools that we have to really help manage it for multiple things, especially for its ecological integrity.
And of course, the Trump mob would have us believe that that we here in the West, and particularly ranches and so forth, and mining exploration and extraction companies, fossil fuel companies, would have us believe that because we live here, that we know better how to manage our own land. That's the way this is being sold. And I mean sold. That's exactly what it is. This is being packaged. This notion is being, it's a product, it's being packaged, and it's being packaged exactly the way it ought to be in order to sell it to those who are inclined to join the mob.
But I will say, just to be clear, President Trump is the only Republican who came out against the disposition of public lands in the Republican primary. It has not been one of his main positions. He has many horrible, awful positions. This is coming from Congress. This is a big movement in Congress. It's especially the people in Montana, Utah, Wyoming. And they have been pushing it for years, and now they see this window of opportunity to take it because they have a weak-willed president. And it's really coming from several Congress people who are in the pockets of the energy industry and the ranching industry.
Right, but in general, the much of this is dependent upon keeping the general public ignorant and uninformed, and counting on people not understand that people out here in the West, ranches and such as the Bundy boys, have no idea. They have no interest or intention of taking care of or being good stewards of the land. They're only interested, as they said when they were there at the Malheur, the bird refuge, that they wanted to, their attention was to work the land. That's what they planned to do. And the rest of the land of the West, with millions of acres, that is the plan. The privatization forces would have us believe that we should work the land. That said, would you want to give us the time and the place and a couple of final thoughts about the issue?
Sure. So the Wyden Town Hall that's nearest us KBOO listeners is tomorrow. It's Friday at 11:30 a.m. The Gresham High School Auditorium. That's 1200 North Main in Gresham. Then there's also a Clackamas County Town Hall at 2 p.m. at Camp Withycomb in Clackamas, Oregon.
I like it.
So those are all on Wyden's website, and we encourage people to come and wear green. We want to have kind of the green block there so he knows. You know, Wyden has been a real champion of the environment in the past and has really spoken on behalf of Oregon's forests and waters and sees the value of the public lands. And I think right now, just the more backbone we can give Ron Wyden, the better, because these fights are happening in Congress. And if he can reassert himself as a champion for the forests, for climate justice, for the drinking water that we rely on from our federal lands, and really speak out for that, which he, you know, he hasn't really been doing it recently, but he could. And I think this is a great opportunity for us to come remind him how important that is, vitally important to the health of all Oregonians. So coming out to the town halls, again, there's two tomorrow. There's one in Gresham and there's one in Clackamas. We're encouraging people to wear green, bring signs. You love the forest. You love the public lands. Support our public lands and remind Ron that his role as a representative of Oregon is to be the representative of our lands for all the people and not just the ones that have the money, you know, the political leverage through their money and can speak loudest.
Well, yeah, that's exactly the case. Thank you so much for that, Ben. We're so glad that you're able to take the time to join us today, and we'll have a little reminder then tomorrow morning. Tomorrow is going to be a busy day. Moving along to the Portland, the City Council set to vote tomorrow, Thursday, on an ordinance that would require landlords to help pay moving costs for tenants evicted without cause or compelled to move by rent increases of at least 10%. Landlords would pay renters between about $3,000 to $5,000, depending on the number of bedrooms in the rented homes. Chloe Udaly proposed the tenant protection rule after promising during her campaign to fight for renters who have seen their rents rise in astronomically in the last few years. So that's a step in the right direction, and it's one that landlords complained that there was not enough. They wanted to have a lot more. They wanted to have more of a chin wag on that. They wanted to talk a bit more about it. In other words, they didn't see it coming. They probably didn't take Chloe seriously. The white guys hardly ever take us ladies seriously. That said, a lot more going on today. Massachusetts joined in Washington in the lawsuit against Trump's vicious, cruel, mindless immigration faux pas. There's much more coming up. There are the immigration move that Trump made is almost certain to backfire as long as we keep the pressure up. That's what this is all about. More on that could be down in Salem today, taking that up with the power brokers in the Capitol. But we're here, so let's do it. This has been Air Cascadia for Wednesday, February 1st, 2017. Engineering for us today. Derek Brooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director.